This is James Corbett of CorbettReport.com, and I'm coming to you in a conversation that's being recorded on the 25th of May, 2011. And today I'm talking to someone who's known as the Real Plato, and he's engaged in what is the world's first Bitcoin road trip. And he can be found at TheRealPlato.com and also on Twitter at TheRealPlato. It's great to have you here. Thank you for joining us today.
Hello, James. Thank you for having me on.
No problem. Well, I guess when we're talking about the world's first Bitcoin road trip, probably the first thing that we should do is define for people what Bitcoin is. And I know it's been getting quite a bit of attention lately, but I'm sure there are still people out there who haven't heard about this new digital currency. Tell people about Bitcoin, what it is, and how it works.
Sure, James. Bitcoin is the first mainstream internet currency. So this is entirely digital. There's no physical coins or physical paper. It's all online. Anybody can send bitcoins to anybody else. And the most beautiful part is that there's no central entity. It's decentralized. And that means that since there's nobody in the middle, for one thing, it's hard to regulate it and shut it down. It makes a very democratic system because everybody knows all the rules, everybody is equal, and it's just as easy to send bitcoins to somebody as it is to receive them. That's very different from the current system. If you want to accept Visa cards, that's a lot harder than just paying Amazon.com with your Visa card.
That's right. And as I'm sure many of my viewers and listeners will know, currencies are only as good as the ability to print them. So the US dollar is kind of toilet paper because it can be printed at as much as the banksters ever want to print. But I understand Bitcoin doesn't work like that. Tell us, how is Bitcoin regulated in terms of how much is out there?
Well, since there's no central entity in charge of the whole system, that means that there's, you know, the obvious problem of how do you prevent counterfeiting, how do you regulate the currency, how do you, you know, keep everyone honest. And the technical details would take fairly long to explain, but the gist of it is that everybody who's using Bitcoin cooperates and agrees on a set of rules. There's something called a blockchain, which is, it's sort of an authoritative accounting ledger, and everyone has a copy of this. So in this blockchain are records of Bitcoin transactions, every Bitcoin transaction since January 2009. And you can look at this and you can see 5 Bitcoins were sent from address A to address B. So some media have said that this is anonymous. That's not really true. It's pseudonymous. It is possible to look at this blockchain and see where the coins have been moving, but there's nothing that needs to tie that to a specific identity. So it can be anonymous if you're doing it correct, but it's not necessarily.
Right, I see. So it is quite an ingenious little system. So I hope people will check into it and find out more about Bitcoin. And there's lots of resources online about it. But I guess we should get into your personal experience, because with a new currency, obviously, it's difficult to find places that will accept Bitcoin. But you're out there really testing it and putting it to the test by going on a road trip based on nothing but Bitcoins. So tell us about that road trip, how you got the idea for it, and how's it going so far?
Well, as you say, it's basically a proof of concept. I first got involved with Bitcoins in January. I heard about it from a friend, looked into them, did some research. It seemed like a really neat system. And I'm an electrical engineer by trade. When I lost my job in January, I spent some time looking for another job, but eventually I ran out of my savings. I decided to turn the rest into Bitcoin and take the first Bitcoin road trip. And yeah, so far it's going fantastic. I'm not allowed to spend anything but Bitcoins, and I've made it 4,500 miles successfully, not touching any dollars.
That's almost unbelievable. I mean, it's incredible. So tell us where you've been so far.
Let's see. Well, I started in the Northeast, Hartford, Connecticut. I went up to Boston, Albany, New York City, D.C., Raleigh, North Carolina. Then I crossed down through the South to Alabama, then Texas, and now I'm in Denver.
So the obvious question is, what are you doing for transportation? How are you getting around from place to place with only Bitcoins?
Well, I'm driving my first car, which is a 1999 Firebird, and in order to buy gas, I am buying with Bitcoins. Now, it's not really as simple as going to your local Exxon and saying, "I'd like to pay with Bitcoins, please," because, you know, they've never heard of it. So I've been doing mostly what I've been able to do is talk to people online. I have a laptop with me, so I'm online during this whole trip. But I've been talking to people online in the Bitcoin community and letting them know, hey, I'm passing through Salt Lake in a few days. Is anyone willing to buy me gas? And there's been a great amount of good responses. I've had an incredible number of great experiences with just people I've met through Bitcoins. Now, sometimes it's a little hard to do that. Passing through Kansas on my way to Denver, there just wasn't anybody in Kansas who wasn't part of the Bitcoin community. So what I did for that, previously I bought a gas card with Bitcoins. So I'd talked to a member of the community and said, hey, look, I'll give you some Bitcoins, mail me a Shell gas card. So I was able to use that, but in order to get there, I ran out of gas halfway through and ended up at a gas station, just talked to a guy who was about to enlist in the Army and convinced him that this is real and he should excuse me, he should buy me a gallon of gas to get me where I need to go.
That's awesome. So, I mean, it's great to see this because obviously it brings out sort of the best in people who are out there looking for alternatives, because I think a lot of people do understand that the US dollar as a system, as a concept, is collapsing and that we can replace it with something better. So it is uplifting to see this. And you mentioned you've already been 4,500 miles on this road trip. How much further are you going to go?
The official end of my road trip is Los Angeles. From the beginning, I've been hoping that I would be able to get from Connecticut to LA without spending any dollars. So when I get there, it'll officially be over. But I think I'm going to continue going north. I think I would like to visit San Francisco, Portland, Seattle, maybe end up in Vancouver. And depending on circumstances, I might decide to keep doing that with Bitcoin alone as well.
All right, well, you are kind of the trailblazer here, so this is a bit of a proof of concept, and obviously you have to do what you can with the community to try to get some people on board with what you're doing. But I guess we're hoping to see in the long run more people accepting Bitcoin. What can you say about what kinds of businesses are already accepting Bitcoins, and how can you actually use the ones that you have now?
Okay, well, first off, it's really easy to start accepting Bitcoins. All you need is a Bitcoin address, and you need to tell people what that address is. Then any Bitcoins that are sent to that address are now yours. So this is a really low barrier to entry. So we're seeing a number of startups. There's a lot of technically oriented things. You can get web development, you can get design work, you can get server hosting. But you can also get tangible goods. You can get a BitcoinMunchies.com has junk food. There's the classic example is one of the first sites that use Bitcoins. They sell a pack of socks. What else? There's a number of poker sites. Bitcoin is great for black and gray markets because, again, it can be anonymous and it's hard to regulate. So we've seen a bunch of poker sites move from US dollar-based servers over to Bitcoins. A good resource to learn more is the Bitcoin Wiki, which is www.bitcoin.it, Bitcoin.it, and they have a trade page that lists hundreds of items that you can get for Bitcoin, so that's worth checking out.
Excellent. So it is quite easy to get started, but what if people want to actually get into the business of mining Bitcoins? What does that entail, and how does that work?
So mining Bitcoins, that's a term that's been applied to people who are processing transactions for the network. So since this is decentralized, there's a large number of Bitcoin miners who are using their own resources, their own computing power, to keep the network up and maintain it. So what they're doing is basically just running a CPU or a graphics card and solving a puzzle. And they're rewarded with Bitcoins. This is how new Bitcoins are generated. There's specific rules. You can look on the wiki and see exactly how everything works. You can also check the Bitcoin forums, which they can be found at bitcoin.org. There's a mining sub forum if you're interested in starting on this. But it really is as simple as installing a program, telling it to start running and using your graphics card, and you're now generating and making Bitcoins.
Excellent. So again, it's a low barrier to entry, but there are more, I guess, technically oriented ways to get involved and to get deeper into this. But certainly it's an interesting and exciting thing. So how did you first hear about Bitcoin, and what attracted you to the idea?
I first heard about Bitcoin, I was looking around on about darknets. Somebody told me that there's a good amount of the internet that is inaccessible through regular browsers. So I started learning about Tor, and there's a website on Tor called the Hidden Wiki, and it's a whole directory of all these websites that are not available through the regular internet. And a number of these were using Bitcoin. So that's where I first heard the name, and I got my first Bitcoins in January when they were worth 42 cents. Now they're worth $7.50 last I checked.
Excellent. So definitely improving. Well, it's an excellent system, and I'm looking forward to actually getting my own address and accepting Bitcoin donations from people, because I think it is an exciting new project, and I'd like to get involved too. So people can look forward to that. Well, tell people again about your website, your Twitter, and how people can stay up to date with what you're doing.
Yeah, sure. My website is therealplaisto.com, and I'm actually in the process of revamping that. Right now it's simply a blog, but I'm planning on putting up a CV, some contact information, a Bitcoin address if anyone would care to donate a couple of Bitcoins or two. And I'm on Twitter at therealplaisto, and I'm more active on Twitter than I am on the blog, just because, you know, it's such a simple, fast way to communicate.
Absolutely. All right. Well, I'm going to be staying up to date with your road trip and see how things go. It's great to get in touch with you. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you, James. It's been a pleasure.